Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
We live in such a screen age. So many screens and gadgets, so much to learn, so much to access, so much to enjoy. And it also presents so many challenges, especially if you're a parent, juggling all those opportunities that our screen age offers kids with the avalanche of all kinds of stuff pouring off the screens. And what I think is the growing need for all of us, especially kids in their critical formative years, to give their brains a bit of a break. Which is why the thoughts of one man have really caught my eye. Author, perhaps ironically, TV Identity, Andrew Daddo, is urging parents to switch off the telly, engage with their kids, and play with them. He's just delivered an address in Melbourne to a conference of Playgroup Australia. I'd love to hear your thoughts and experiences on this on 1300 40 2020 or post on our Open House Community Facebook page. You're feeling this swamping pressure of the screens and so much more. Do you feel a bit helpless or powerless? Maybe you felt all that, but you have some golden advice for the rest of us. How have you set a few boundaries? What are some of the practical things you might have done? Yes, to limit or contain all this stuff, but also much more positively, engage with your kids. I'll run through a couple of things we did in our family, and though kids might complain about it at the time, believe me, they soon realise the better side of getting another life. Love to hear your experiences, your tips, your observations, especially your wisdom. 1300 40 2020 or post on our Open House Community Facebook page. While you do, let's have a chat with Andrew Daddo. Andrew, welcome to Open House.
G'day, Lee. It sounds like we're kindred spirits, you and I.
Too right, mate, for a long time. Yeah. Although, ironically, we both come from the television world.
Yeah. I've copped a bit of criticism in the last few days about, you know, how can you work on television and even promote a product that, you know, is television? And talk about this, and I think really the key is moderation.
Oh yeah, so, you can do both things.
Yeah. I mean, you can work on telly and promote television. It doesn't mean you're saying do not leave that couch.
No. Tell us a bit about your own family, Andrew. Kids' ages?
I've got three kids: a 12-year-old boy, a 10-year-old girl, and a 7-year-old girl. A dog, 2.5 chickens. It's normal. It's a genuinely normal family. I suppose the way that we're probably not as normal as many families is that, I'll be honest, it was largely my wife's doing, was no electronic games. So there's no Wii or PlayStation. So none on the telly and no handheld devices either, apart from telephones.
You describe your family as half Amish.
Oh, yeah. It was a joke. So, and someone actually had a crack at me and go, how can you make jokes? it's half Amish in the sense that we do have the technical things in the house. Of course we do. I mean, you can't get by without them.
Sure.
I mean, you can, but, you know, it's probably not as much fun. But we really try and balance that aspect of life with literally going outside and playing or drawing or reading or, colouring in various sorts of things.
What was it that struck your wife, or what was that kind of dawning revelation that she had about limiting all this stuff? Why'd she do it?
Well, I think, as an author, a children's author as well, so I write kids' books, it was one thing to get kids reading, because you'll never read while you're watching television, ever.
Sure, yeah.
And television's really compelling, and good television, a well-written television is, you know, it's utterly fantastic. But if you try and get a kid, if you say to a kid, okay, we're going to train you to sit in front of the television and watch that for 3 hours while we do the washing and the ironing and the whatever it is, the cleaning, just life, or if that's fine, but when the television goes off, there's probably going to be a reaction there because all the stimulus has been taken away.
Yes, yes.
Or how about we invest a lot more time in the early years reading and drawing and things like that so you can actually entertain yourselves. And then when you're told to put those away, there won't be a reaction, a negative reaction, because something else will take its place. But what's that old proverb, you know, teach a man to fish and he'll feed himself. It's sort of teach a kid to play and they'll entertain themselves, and they will do it.
Yeah, but it's tough when there are so many other electronic gadgets and so much fun, in inverted commas, to be had elsewhere.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing with moderation. I mean, our kids definitely play games on the computer, definitely. Sometimes more than we like. And sometimes we play with them, which is good fun too.
Which is good, yeah.
Yeah, it's great. Look, and we don't live on a farm or anything. We've got a trampoline and there's a hammock. And for the last Christmas, I got Roman rings off the internet, you know, the kind that gymnasts use.
Yep.
Strung those up in the, you know, bottom half of a tree. And the kids spend an extraordinary amount of time hanging upside down.
Good for their brains.
It's good for something. They're very strong, or they swing in the hammock. You can really see the benefits when, like, I've given our son pretty much a free go in the garage with the tools. He knows how to use all the power tools, so he's not allowed to use a circular saw, but he can use a grinder and things like that.
Wow. He's 12.
Yeah, but he's sensible. Yeah. He's not in, you know, he's pretty sensible. Hmm. And so sometimes you hear noise or banging. I went out there the other day. I said, "What are you doing?" And he goes, "I'm making a golf club." Right. He goes, "It's a wooden one. It's going to be an old-fashioned one, but I put these nails in there." I just think you're just not going to have the motivation to do something like that, I don't think, if you spend half your day watching telly.
No. You mentioned one study that shows some parents are sticking their four-year-olds in front of a TV for up to 5 hours a day.
Yeah, look, I understand it. It's not easy, you know. It's not easy, but it's sort of how, this is how you grew up. And it's how I grew up, you know, is get out.
Soccer in the backyard.
Get on your bike. Here.
On your bike.
Here, take the grill from the barbecue, put two bricks under it and go and make a jump.
Yeah, yeah.
And you go, oh, right on. I mean, how many kicks for goals did you have in the grand final in your backyard?
Yeah. How many windows did I break?
Yeah. You go, oh, sorry.
Not again. Yeah. Quite apart from the relational consequences and the fun that you can have away from the box in the corner or the screen on the desk, there's a growing recognition, I think, that this is not all good for the physical health of our kids, like the obesity crisis.
Yeah. Well, obesity seems to have sort of fallen off the news cycle for the moment. And it will certainly come back onto the news cycle and everyone will be up in arms again. And it's a genuine challenge.
Yeah.
For all of us, for me, I'm overweight. So it's not as if I'm saying it's the answer or I have the answers. I don't. I'm not an intellectual. I haven't studied any of this business, but it feels like common sense that if our kids are moving and if we're moving and doing things, it can only be good for us.
And develop not only their emotional side, but their creative side as well, especially if they're doing things like drawing or, you know, exercising their imagination, reading books or being read to.
Yeah, and being read to is really important because it shows that how words are used, where stories come from, and telling stories as well. And things like audiobooks. So, like, I completely understand, and we've done it, we've had movies in a car, but movies in a car look like lollies in the car, and you go, okay, let's have a lolly, and everyone has lollies, and we have lollies, believe me, everyone has lollies, and they get that quick sugar rush, so a movie's like a big sugar rush, it goes for an hour and a half, and then once that wears off, it's just awful. I want something. So,
is that you or them?
Everyone. And so, we've trained our kids to long drives. I mean, we did Melbourne, Sydney, Melbourne four times, you know, two trips in the last 4 weeks. Wow. They're definitely trained in long driving, and that has, you know, because we've always done it.
Tell us about the family leaving the theatre that you saw.
We went and saw Billy Elliot, which is a really great show. And we took our son. He was probably a bit young for it. There's a bit of language in it, but it was such a compelling performance. And in the car park after the theatre, a family, and, you know, bully for them, they had the two kids in the back seat with the headphones on and the screens on watching whatever it was, you know, Hogan's Heroes or I don't know what they're watching. And my wife and I just sort of smacked heads and went, if you seriously can't talk to your kids after a show like Billy Elliot, after any stage show, then you'd probably... I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I can't speak for them, but we would think you'd probably have some issues later, because as you know, and I think as your listeners will know, that relationships are not something you go, hey, wow, you're 12 and let's get along now. It's, hey, wow, you're one, let's set our, you know, relationship in place and work on it constantly.
In many ways, the experts will tell you that you have up to about the age of 11 or 12 to make that impact, and from there the rest of the world takes our kids over. So it's so critical. What have your kids' reactions been?
That's all they know. Yeah. That's their life. So, you know, sometimes they go, I mean, Felix is the older one. He's like, oh, can I watch? No. Go to bed. And they tape things.
Yeah.
So they tape movies and they tape TV shows and they watch them on the weekend.
Yep.
But during the week, it's school, it's homework, and it's books.
Yeah.
And they're fine. I mean, like, everyone, I mean, I'm a twin, and everyone always says, oh, what's it like being a twin? Well, I don't know. I'm a twin.
That's just what you know, man. Yes. I'm sure they're very well adjusted, and certainly people who've been read to and talked to. I think that's gold for our kids.
Yeah, and that's where they learn language.
Yeah.
And look, they're probably going to learn some language from the Teletubbies. I'm just not sure you want them walking around going, go back, go back. It's insane, and the Wiggles have been fantastic.
Yes, it is.
But then too much Wiggles is enough to drive a parent, you know, insane. I banned them in the car. And Jackie's cousin was the original Yellow Wiggle.
Oh, really?
So that was family. I'm like, no, not in the car.
Touchy. Andrew Datto, thank you so much. I think it's a great issue to raise, and I hope we get lots of response from our Open House listeners tonight. Thanks very much for joining us. Good on you.
Good on you, Lee. Lovely to talk to you.
All the best, mate.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.